I think the agreement is a very positive step in the right direction, and I think it is the result of tireless efforts at diplomacy, dialogue and engagement. And this is exactly what China has stood for all these months of very difficult time, mainly because, you know, there are countries which demand that additional sanctions need to be imposed on Iran, and there is even one country which is threatening military actions against Iran for the nuclear program. Now, the situation is very delicate in a sense because from the Chinese perspective, China firmly opposes any nuclear weapons proliferation in the Middle East as well as anywhere in the world. But Iran does have the right for the peaceful use of nuclear weapons. Therefore, I think China has been standing for peaceful negotiation, dialogue and diplomacy all this time, and this agreement itself is a result of that effort. And I hope the whole world will be relieved with this agreement because it indicates a big step forward in the right direction. Right. Although this may not be the end of the story, there may be additional things happening, but this is a good step.
Yeah, but clearly three members of the UN Security Council are not happy with this step, the US, France and the UK. What does this mean for their attempts to convince China to sign on to new sanctions against Iran?
Well, I think from the Chinese perspective, we always believe that sanctions actually do not work. And sanctions may actually serve the opposite purpose, that is, may corner Iran further and further and make the whole situation even more explosive. That is why, while China is willing to talk about the additional sanctions at the United Nations Security Council, it has always maintained that dialogue and engagement, diplomatic efforts, should be the top priority.